Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Welcome to the Dear Son Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless, so nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life, so no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
How you feeling,
my brother? We're live. I left out the left out.
Take that.
But everything good. Having a good summer, good push, good life, good love, so we back.
Say good love. I'll take that too. But watch this. Like, share, subscribe. Early in the game.
Yeah.
We're coming off a high of another recording. So I think the second episode in the night, I can't say it's the better one, but it's like we in the groove.
Yeah. We're in the groove. That's right.
It's just awkward because if we go through the what's happening, we just went through the what's happening.
Yeah.
But anyway, what's happening?
We push it, man. We're getting ready for this good school year.
Yep.
Getting these kids out of our house so they can stop all this eating, man. Listen, what I don't understand is, I think these kids be playing with us, man.
Guaranteed.
Because there's no way that these schools allow you to eat from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep. Mm. There's a lunch time, there's a snack time, and they kick y'all out. But you want to convince us during the summer, I won't, can I have? That's all I got. I'm not going to get on my soapbox, but I'm sick of these eating people in my house. Get back to school. Yeah. What you got?
Oh, I mean, along those lines, we probably need to do a pantry audit because we just load it up and they just go. And I know it's not the best stuff in there. We got to take some steps in that regard. But yeah, ready for the school year in a sense. Mm-hmm. We got 3 kids left in school. We got a senior. We got a 6th grader and a 4th grader. So when I thought about that, there'll be 3 graduations at the end of the school year. Because they're all finishing the last grade at their school.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So my family is already stressing out because my family doesn't live here. Family's in Virginia and throughout, the East Coast for the most part, and some in Georgia. But, you know, it's y'all are welcome to come here.
Yeah.
7 times any ticket price is not a discount.
No.
It's not a discount. And now we got plus one. My oldest is, by the time this one comes out, she's pretty, the baby girl is probably here.
Yeah.
But I won't say more than that because I want to get the real excitement after I actually meet, after she meet Pop-Pop. I think that's what I'm going with. I think it's going to be Pop-Pop.
That's it?
I think that's it. But yeah, that's, man, it's my second oldest is probably off to school as well.
Yeah.
I probably cried significantly.
Oh, yeah.
Not on here. Y'all don't get that. Y'all don't get that. There's a chance that there may be an episode of me and her before she left, if I'll ever put that out. But yeah, life is life.
Life
to it. When school year starts, it's like everything fly.
It does.
Thanksgiving, then Christmas, spring break, done.
Then Valentine's, and then just
done.
Yeah, man.
Prom and
don't do that, man.
Yeah, it's gonna get done.
It's gonna be an expensive year, man.
Oof.
I don't even want to talk about that no more. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Yeah. It's gonna be an expensive year because I too have a senior, so we're both graduating. Sons this year, out of the same high school.
Yeah,
so the party gonna be ridiculous though, because as y'all know, we neighbors.
Yeah. Trying to think, do we even need to find a space to?
Man, maybe because it's gonna be dumb.
Gonna figure it out.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing. I don't know how much my family's coming because we might end up going to Virginia.
Oh,
and because everybody can't get here.
True.
Everybody can't get here. So we'll figure it out. But we want to stay on task and get right into the topic this evening's.
What you got? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm about to find out with y'all.
Yeah.
Literally.
And that's the thing. So the extent of us planning in general is we have a bank of topics.
Yeah.
Like we'll have a shared note that we can put stuff in. He'll enter stuff, I'll enter stuff. Oh, but that's the extent of it. And then right. We'll pick which one we're going to use.
Yeah.
This one isn't even in the bank.
Dang, it's not so, even in the bank. So this off the hip.
Yeah, that was no prep for this one. But this one is called Strong is Overrated.
Strong is Overrated.
Mm-hmm. Go.
The first, and literally mm-hmm. hearing it right now, the first thing that jumps in my head is everybody expects you to be the bearer of the weight. Especially as the dad. Mm. And I'm not being sexist, but, you know, gender roles or as the parent even.
Yeah.
Because think about any parent. Everybody expects you to be strong, especially if you have a history of being strong or displaying a certain level of strength, be it emotionally or spiritually, whatever your strength is for a certain group, your friends, your family. They expect because you've shown them you're strong. They continue to expect you to be strong.
Yeah.
So strong, being strong is overrated because when are you allowed to be vulnerable? What do I do when I can't live up to the strength that you expect? And now you start to convince yourself, am I a failure? Am I falling short? All because of the overrating of strength being a great thing. Are you so strong?
Yeah. I think it's fair to say, I know you said as the father and then you said as the parent, I think it's a fair assessment speaking from a father's perspective mm-hmm. that fathers assume that others expect them to be strong.
Yeah.
And whether they had that conversation or not, depending on, you know, what happened, how they grew up, you know, what their background is, I think we all take on that burden.
Right.
And what we do with that burden is what I want to kind of walk through in this conversation. So
mm-hmm.
I got a couple of points to keep to kind of keep me on track with the conversation, but mm-hmm. what were you taught overtly, or what they say more is caught than actually taught? Like what did you see to help define your expectation of what strong is when you were a child?
Well, the fact that I did not know we were talking about this, and I'm going to answer that, but I also have a recent lesson I've learned over the weekend.
Ooh, always the case.
That deals with that very topic. So as a kid, man, as a child, all of the men in my family, on my mom's side and on my dad's side, they're such sturdy, steadfast, strong men by the standard of what you would stereotypically call a strong man, right? Men of great stature. They're tall, they're strong, they're sturdy, they're always picking up things that other people are like, man, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Yeah. So physical strength.
Yeah. There are a few select men I can say that had a level of spiritual strength that as I got older I learned to appreciate, honestly. But to me, strength always had something to do with physicality, not being emotional about things, not displaying your emotion. The more control a man had over his feelings and emotions, the stronger he was.
Mm-hmm.
So when you had a breakdown or a lapse in strength and actually showed your emotion or cried in front of someone, or my dad tells me stories about my grandfather. When my dad tried to go to my grandfather as a young man that had just married my mom, mm-hmm. they were young in their marriage, 1-2 years in. My dad said that there were times he went to my grandfather for marital advice. He said before he can get the introduce the conversation good, my grandfather would stop him and say, son, matters of the marriage don't leave the house. Don't ever forget that.
Wow.
My grandfather had been, he had been married my dad's whole life, my whole life. Imagine the wealth of knowledge you could possibly share to avoid a mistake that you could have shared with your son.
Mm.
But your strength, you viewed that as a sign of weakness that your son was coming to you to discuss his marital issues, seeking advice and guidance. Cut him short. I don't want to hear it. We don't talk about that. So that was passed down. Generationally,
yeah.
Man to son, keep your business to yourself, son. You don't share this. You don't discuss this. Now my dad in the current state and age, he doesn't operate that way anymore. That's how I know about that story. He shares that now, realizing how broken that is. So it's always been a sign of weakness to be emotional or share your feelings in my family.
Yeah. I think for my family, it wasn't necessarily shunned. It just wasn't demonstrated.
Mm-hmm.
My dad rarely had meaningful conversations with his dad.
Right.
His dad showed him stuff.
Right.
I'm working. My dad said that my grandfather could build a house from the ground up with no plans.
Wow.
He just had it. Yeah. Right? Third or fourth grade education. And that's what he knew. So even when my dad's dad passed, and I mentioned it before, he came home from Vietnam for the funeral, went right back. And I asked him years later, 45, 50 years later after he had passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, did you mourn? Did you process it? He said, nah.
No.
To this day. Or his grandmother.
Wow.
So there are things that I think that were interpreted in their day as being strong by just getting through it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't necessarily like if I brought something to him, he would hit me with the Heisman and tell me to go figure it out. It wasn't a thing that I saw demonstrated to know that I could go to him with certain stuff.
That it was even an option.
Yeah, because my dad was like religion ruled in the house.
Yeah.
And everything, and I completely get it now, like you got to have a standard. And anything related to that, I knew I could talk to him about because that's what I saw.
Right.
I didn't see where they struggled. Like I knew later in life that they struggled. People helped him out. My grandmother helped, like things like that.
Right.
So I was adult years old before I realized that you need help. It's not an admission of failure to need help.
Wow.
Especially married with a family and all of that. And there's a lot of things that I probably could have asked for help early that would have stopped some problems. Instead, I got to the problem and then needed the bailout. But my dad, he was the soft skills we didn't really address.
Yeah.
How to set up a garden, how to weed, how to cut grass, how to change the blade in the lawnmower, how to change the oil.
Covered.
Got all of that.
Covered.
Got all of that. But can I talk to him about, I think I like this girl?
No.
Like I didn't even, did you even date?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, did you even date?
Right.
And I found out stories later, like, we were, he's like, man, that one time I was in jail. What?
Wait.
Like what? Yeah. Driving on the revoked license for the third time. What? What?
See, that sparked another thought about strength being overrated. Imagine the importance of showing that vulnerability to your children and the confidence it builds in them to be able to come have a real life human discussion with their parent. Because you're always holding them to such a standard that sometimes comes across as you didn't make any mistakes.
Yeah,
or if I make a mistake, you're gonna look down on me. But if I'm hearing the mistakes you made and it's like, man, I made that same mistake, or I'm about to do that. This just happened to me, but I didn't even tell Dad about it. But now come to find out Dad did it and went through it.
Dealt with it.
I'm going to talk to you about it because now it's relatable. So
one thing you said when you're talking about your father and your grandfather's relationship, you said you mentioned control your emotions.
Yes.
And I want to take that and pull the thread, control versus suppress. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with controlling your emotions. I think there's a time and place where uncontrolled emotions may put you at risk.
Yes, absolutely.
Doesn't mean you dismiss them and you don't have them. But it means that you have a way to process and work through it that isn't chaotic.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
That's a good description of it being controlled.
Yeah, control versus suppression.
Because there's a
meme, and it's old as time, but the latest one I saw this week was, why are you crying? Stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah.
And these are all things that I heard and said to at least one of my children. I heard it all the time, growing up. Like, why are you crying? But I think the point was, why are you crying is a good question, but it was rhetoric in our time.
Correct.
It wasn't something for you to actually answer.
You better not.
Yeah.
Because the response to your response is it doesn't matter.
We already down the path to I'm gonna beat these tears off you.
Yeah. Crying doesn't change anything. Yeah. Actually it does.
Yeah.
Because now you've released.
Oof.
You've gotten it out.
Boy.
So now you just hit the reset button.
Boy.
So now you have a clear head, clear heart, clear mind to refocus on what that thing is that's really bothering you and assess, one, why is it bothering me? Two, does it still bother me? And three, how can I get into a position to where it no longer bothers me?
Yeah. I think for me, my challenge was guilt.
Yeah.
Like you, a lot of guilt. And I talked about earlier, you know, throughout the probably the past year about how I've made certain decisions. But like, if you can't forgive yourself,
right,
you project that on yourself and it manifests in how you deal with your spouse and your children too. Like I've cried about some things this year that were probably long overdue.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand why at first, but then afterward, it was literally like a cleansing thing.
Yes.
Like I've been holding this for this long. Nobody else is on me about it. Nobody else is holding me hostage about it, but me. God, I got to release it. Like, how do I get it out? And
man, that's huge. I still have things I haven't released, and I know that for a fact,
bro.
Because when anything comes close to resembling it,
yeah,
I feel that resurfacing it, and I can't handle it, so I suppress it and I walk away from whatever that is triggering.
Nah, man, God been dealing with me this year, and it's like. That's like the stupidest feud to have.
With yourself.
With God.
With God.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's kind of with yourself, but the all-knowing, the one who has your best interest, and you are making your life more difficult because you don't want to be honest with yourself about a thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
Defiantly.
Yeah. So that's been a huge part of my journey. And I know it'll continue, but I would encourage men out there to let that thing release. And I can't give any further instructions about how or what it looks like, but you'll know the feeling of it when you come in contact with it.
Right.
When you come in contact with that place or that release. So we talked about, you know, what we saw as, you know, children or even coming up as adults. Like how much of that stuff have you unlearned?
I'm proud to say I feel like a lot of it. And I know that sounds ambiguous. Let's say at least half. But the old saying is old habits die hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a situation I referenced earlier in this episode. There was a situation this past weekend. I cut my son's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I kind of got out of tune with was, you know, after you do the line up, even us as men, after we shave or someone lines us up, you have to take alcohol, rub it, sting for a minute, but it gets it over with. If you do not do that, if you sweat.
Infection, yeah.
It stings.
That's
it. Yeah. It burns and stings.
You start scratching and being worse, yeah.
So we're driving. We're driving down the street. I kid you not, we had just gotten back in the vehicle. So my two youngest boys are in the back and my wife and I are in the front. So one of them yells out, "My sweat is hurting my head." To me, that didn't make sense. So here lately, over the last couple of weeks, there's been little instances where they're like, "Oh, this hurt. Ouch, this hurt. And they really want you to stop whatever you're doing, acknowledge it, look at it, check it, and walk them through the whole thing. I'm like, we're getting too old for this. So out of that frustration, when they say, my sweat make my head hurt, it's ridiculous. I disregard it immediately. The other one, mine too, my sweat making my head hurt. There's no such thing as sweat hurting your head, son. What are we talking about? So my wife tries to chime in. Well, what are you trying to say? I'm not talking to you right now, ma'am. Don't do this right now. And I'm trying to give him a lesson. I could tell she was furious about it. She didn't say anything, though. I really give her credit in that moment. She kind of was like, I'm not doing this. So she turned back around. So I turn and look in the back seat and I see where my youngest boy is rubbing. I see what you're talking about. Now I feel ridiculous. I didn't even take the 2 seconds Strength is overrated. Tough that thing out, son. There's no way sweat hurting you. Sweat doesn't. I disregard it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't disregard the disregard. I totally disregard it. You communicating to me, you're going through something. You're suffering through something. I didn't even take the moment to figure out, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean that you're, had I asked that one question,
yeah,
I would have caught it a little sooner. So I was sharing that revelation with somebody less than them at the, mm-hmm. at the baptism afterwards. So I was sharing that experience. So my wife chimed in. She was like, I saw what he did. I let him do it. And now that he's saying he caught it. And so she said he didn't even recognize or acknowledge in the moment he caught it himself. This is my first time. And it was a day later. This is the first I've heard him speak about. He caught what he did and he corrected it. And he's acknowledging his wrong about it. She was like, but if I had said something in that moment, we would have bumped heads really bad about it. And I agree. So that's still something I'm dealing with, trying to fix and address. Of why do I have such a problem with you coming at me and saying, hey, right now what he's saying, previous episode, tolerating versus enabling. So if I've labeled a person or your training or parenting style as being an enabler, that's what I hear when you rush to the defense, but you were actually right in the moment. This wasn't enabling. This you trying to tell me I'm missing the mark.
Information.
But I didn't even receive it.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to you just trying to come save the day and prevent them from going through this thing that could possibly make them stronger in the moment.
Yeah. One of the bullet points I had to discuss was when keeping the strong goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, you kind of spoke to that.
Yes.
So, I mean, unless you got a better example of, like, when did keeping it strong go wrong for you? And I'm trying to. That just came to me as we saw the episodes. I'm not prepared. I didn't have any previous thoughts on that, but
I feel like I have several examples of that. I'm back in college right now, right? I didn't finish college years ago when I was in school back in the 90s, 96. And on up. So now the opportunity presented itself for me to go back into school and finish. Everybody was like, why did you go back? Why did you go back? I was like, oh, I mentor these young men and I'm talking to young men and young relatives about finish what you start. And I felt like a hypocrite about it, et cetera. That's one answer. But the more I started to sit and analyze myself, it's deeper than that. I felt like back in the 90s when life presented me with enough obstacles to where school just didn't make sense anymore, I reacted in the moment. I did what I had to do. I had a newborn son on the way. I had to go get it.
Yeah.
And I convinced myself in that moment that I no longer needed college. So all of my friends around me, they started to graduate. Like, boom, boom. They coming out. We were at Southern University, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So they were down there graduating. I was so embarrassed that I didn't finish, that I didn't go to anybody's graduation, none of them. I regret that to this day.
Yeah.
So me being strong, going wrong was I acted as though school was passe. I don't care about that, man, at school. School not for everybody, man. I'm going to get this bread. I'm making the money that people going to school to make the money. I'm making that kind of money right now without school. That's ignorant.
Yeah.
I get it, but that's ignorant when that's not how I truly felt in my heart.
When that's not how you choose. I was about to say, there's nothing wrong with taking that route. If school isn't for you, it is for you.
I wasn't being honest to myself. So I was pretending to be strong about something that I claimed did not bother me, that actually made me feel inadequate.
Yeah. So for me, I went to college right out of high school, first semester, finished first semester with a 0.1 something, a 0.0 something.
Yeah.
Tried to make my dad feel sorry for me, talking about school ain't for me. I want to get a job. He's like, okay. I was like, God, I'm not supposed to say that.
He's push
supposed,
back.
To, supposed to encourage push me. Back. Father, what you think? He's like, no, we ain't wasting our money. We got loans on this thing and you not going to class. There's no way I could explain my GPA.
No.
It wasn't like, I don't get it. I you didn't go to class.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the only thing explaining it.
So I had to, when I got a job, I realized that I didn't want to actually work hard for 40 years just to make it.
Yeah.
So I'm working full time, started going to school in community college part time. Then I upped that to full time and I finished community college and it was a 2+2 program. Was 2 years community college and had an agreement with the 4-year school.
Right.
You matriculate right in. But
yep.
The 4-year school is the one I started, Old Dominion University, Tufts School, North Virginia. And I went back and one of my partners hit me. He was like, yo, did you graduate the other day from the community college?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I ain't go. Because I was playing it down because I was so embarrassed that, like you said, it's 4 years to get to community college.
Yep.
People that I went to school with were graduating with their 4-year degree, going on to do great things.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here feeling sorry for myself, working, coming home, smelling like soot every day because I was working in a shipyard for a while.
Right.
And then I did get a better job, but I just realized like I missed that moment trying to be proud or strong or make it, playing it down like it was less than a thing.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's a great route for a lot of people.
It is. It is. Save a lot of time and money.
Financially, all of it. And like a lot of these schools right here, you can graduate high school with your associate's degree from Tarrant. And I know they do it back home in Virginia, probably all around the world, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like pride and ego strength have been a challenge for me for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, same.
You also mentioned different kinds of strength. I didn't think about that. Because we're talking about physical strength, it's like, you know, guys were picking up logs or heavy things or whatever.
Yes.
And spiritual strength. That's one thing that I did catch from my dad.
Yeah.
And my dad, you know, my dad would be in the yard 8 hours a day now. That's his thing.
Yeah.
He's go outside and I'm planting a garden, I'm building a greenhouse, I'm building a shed. that's his playground. But I did catch the importance of having a spiritual connection that's really changing my life now. Like we talked about the previous episode, just like finding a church home, finding some spiritual grounding and really trying to step up to be the spiritual leader of the home.
Right.
And for years, I haven't made it important.
Right.
And I say me because it's on me as the shepherd of the house or the leader of the house.
Right. Right.
And I would try to ignore the pull that I need to be doing this. Right.
Yeah.
And then kind of watching things go awry, especially when the money was funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I'm not grounded at all. So how can I, what is my family hanging on to if I'm out here flailing?
Yeah.
So I am grateful for that, you know, that was demonstrated.
Yes.
Cause it's coming full circle now. Coming full circle now. What we got on time? Good time. Let's make sure we hit everything. What are you concerned about your children picking up from how you demonstrate the importance of strength?
Overload themselves. Because I often do it. Like I'll after the fact realize I ran myself in the ground. I don't have a problem saying no, but if it's a worthy cause or worth the time and effort, if it can be done, I'm going to do it.
Right.
If it can be scheduled and put in, I'm going to do it. I'm going to schedule it. I'm going to accept. I'm going to move on it. And sometimes I'll have help right there, but I'm so used to jumping in and doing do that it takes me twice as long and more physical exertion, if you will, than it would if I just say, hey, grab this with me right quick. My 18-year-old, he'll be sitting right there. And I'll just start grabbing and pulling on something. You know what I mean? So I don't want them to pick. That's a bad habit to an extent. I like to drive, have the drive, but also have the have the planning to say, listen, let's be mindful of our resources.
Yeah,
there's three of us standing here. Let's all three grab this table. Like, what do I gain from you two standing there watch me manhandle this table?
It's like me taking that couch upstairs. which may or may not be the cause of a bunch of challenges that I have. Took the whole couch upstairs, people. So, I don't know what episode it's in. It's probably 40-something.
I'm going to make this happen. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Neighbor next door.
Right there. I'm talking about phone call.
Too strong.
Hey, man, come holler at me for 3 minutes.
Too strong. Like, there's been instances of, hey, help me grab this. And you realize that it's a little bit above your pay grade or your lift grade, but you still going to shimmy.
I'm going to make this work. I'm going to walk it.
Still going to shimmy with that thing. I'm so glad that y'all gave me grace when y'all took that machine upstairs. It would have been disaster for everybody.
Everybody.
Because I showed no one to snatch.
No.
My wife was like, another good point. Like, I feel some kind of way about, because of injuries, having to ask for help. Because a man is supposed to be able to do that.
Nope. I don't like that philosophy. Yep. That on camera, that needs to be repaired, fixed, deleted, replaced. Because at the end of the day, sometimes we are hurt and injured because our pride put us in that position and we hurt ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was in a car wreck a few months back and I went to a pain management consult. And the lady was talking about, oh, you need this, you need that, you should do this. I don't need that, ma'am. She was like, she reached over and hit this light and turned the light on to show my x-rays. She was like, do you see this, and this? I was like, what are we talking about?
Bad camera.
What are we talking about? Mm. So, again, I tell people all the time, male pride and ego is a drug.
Mm-hmm.
And until we learn to deal with that, and I don't want to say suppress it, repair it, that delete it. It's okay to have pride in yourself and in what you do, but there's a such thing as having too much
to
as detrimental to your health and your progress. You'll fall behind trying to overdo it. So that's all I got on that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I probably could go on for days about, you know, times where I thought I was demonstrating strength by not saying something.
Yeah.
Only to end up in a worse position. So I guess the message out there, man, strong is overrated. Strength is not overrated, but always being strong and never turning it off, being strong above everything else, being strong above your physical and your mental, your spiritual needs is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt you and those around you. So, guys, make sure that you're, even if you don't go so, well, now I will still get the help that you need, but make sure that you're taking time for yourself to assess you as a, like you said, you as a resource to see where you're overstretched, where you're overworked, where things are really too much in whatever part of your life. Because I'm sure that's the case for a lot of people.
Yes.
Like I've seen the memes of, husband and wife or whatever the relationship is, man and wife, the wife is probably thinking, he's thinking about some other girl. He's thinking about some, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
and he's thinking about like how I'm gonna pay the bills. How I'm gonna, you know, how I'm gonna be a good role model for my kids, how I'm going to be all these things that I need to be. And I don't even have the strength to do it.
Right.
But I got to appear that way. So.
Yeah. Sometimes we get in our head and convince ourselves of things that's not happening or even being thought or said, but we've convinced ourselves of such and buy in. And then we start reacting as though it was presented to us.
I've had so many conversations in my head about my wife that she wasn't a part of that. I then took action in my dealings with her as if she was a part of that conversation.
She don't have a clue what's going on.
Nothing. Not a clue. And that's dangerous with your children too. That's dangerous with any relationship that you have in life.
It is.
So.
It is.
Get clear, guys. Let's wrap this thing up. What you got?
Just flexion chiropractic doing well. We jumped out again.
Ooh.
We're in Saginaw, Texas now as well. We're in Arlington, Texas. We're no longer in El Paso. We closed down the El Paso location just for it no longer logistically made sense, just to keep it simple. And again, that the importance of sharing that. Like I share that with my kids. He was like, why you did that? I was like, son, in business, you have to constantly assess the importance or the return.
Mm-hmm.
What's my return on XYZ? If this is moving in a certain direction and I no longer agree with the direction, I have to adjust it. I have to redirect. And if the redirect was to shut it completely down, then I'm at peace with it and I'm happier.
Yep.
That's a load off. You don't understand the headache associated with such. But love Keisha J Studios.
Sir.
Continue to support independent entrepreneurs
mm-hmm.
that you directly have exposure or contact or connection to.
Yeah.
It's important.
If you like their voice, help them amplify it.
Yes.
Help them amplify it.
Yes.
I guess that's gonna do it. We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
They tried to count me out. I'ma gon' count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend. Nah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just pull it out and count for nothing when I'm feeling great.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.